And thereafter, Ravana ordered Indrajit to re-enter the battle. The prince again went to his sacrificial altar, pouring libations of ghee on the fire so as to increase his potency unlimitedly. Indrajit took another goat by the neck and threw it into the fire as his offering. And as before, Agnidev personally came before Indrajit in order to accept the offering, and the fire blazed up brightly. Indrajit then mounted his chariot, protecting it and all of his weapons with the potency of Lord Brahma. Shortly thereafter, Indrajit began showering his arrows upon Ram and Lakshman from his invisible position in the sky. The two sons of Dasharath tried to counteract Indrajit with celestial weapons, but none could touch the powerful son of Ravana. Then, using his mystic power, Indrajit made everything dark and assailed Ram and Lakshman with a barrage of arrows, and thus severely wounding them. Firing toward the direction of the arrows, which rained down, Ram struck Indrajit, but the Rakshasa hero appeared undaunted. Finally, Lakshman became frustrated by their seeming helplessness and declared, "I will now invoke the Brahmastra, and in so doing, I will destroy all the Rakshasas once and for all." Oh, my dear brother Lakshman, while fighting with the enemy, it is not proper to kill others who are not taking part in a battle. As you know, I am also very eager to put an end to this powerful Rakshasa, Indrajit. But you must have patience. So let us discharge more of our celestial weapons upon him." Indrajit could then understand that Ram intended to finish him off quickly. Thus, Indrajit retreated hastily for Lanka, and soon afterwards, Indrajit set out again for the battlefield. However, this time he chose to remain visible, accompanied by an illusory form of Sita. Seeing Indrajit before them, all the monkeys headed by Hanuman rushed forward to attack. However, when they saw that Sita was also seated upon the chariot, they became extremely depressed. And then, while the monkeys looked on helplessly, Indrajit drew his sword and grabbed Sita by the hair. The illusory Sita cried out, "Ram! Ram!" And then Indrajit punched her with his fist. Feeling unbearable agony, Hanuman shouted, "You are the most abominable of all Rakshasas. I promise that you will soon be punished in that hell which is reserved for the killers of women." And saying this, Hanuman rushed towards Indrajit, followed by many monkeys. However, the Rakshasa repelled them with his arrows. Indrajit declared, "Watch me now as I kill Sita. A person who desires to win a war must be willing to give pain to the enemy." And at that, Indrajit took his sword and violently slashed the illusory body of Sita diagonally, causing her to fall down immediately to the ground in a pool of blood. Indrajit then taunted Hanuman, "Aha! Just see now, Sita is dead, proving all your endeavors to rescue her were a useless waste of energy." Indrajit then let out a loud roar, which caused the monkeys to scatter. Hanuman chastised the fleeing monkeys for being cowards. Then, the army rallied, and Hanuman began to massacre Rakshasas with a vengeance. From a great distance, Hanuman hurled a huge rock at Indra's chariot. The Rakshasa quickly maneuvered to avoid the rock, and when it landed, it crushed many Rakshasa soldiers, split the ground, and then entered the bowels of the earth. Hanuman continued to slaughter many Rakshasas, while Indrajit attempted to check Hanuman with a storm of arrows. After some time, Hanuman began to think, "Now that Sita has been killed, it would be best for the monkey army to retreat, so that I can report to Ram and then receive his instructions." When Hanuman and the monkeys left the battle scene, Indrajit went to the sanctuary named Nikumbhila to make offerings into the sacrificial fire on behalf of the Rakshasas. From a distant place, Ram could see how the monkeys were fiercely fighting with Indrajit, and thus he sent Jambavan to aid them. Jambavan met Hanuman and the monkeys as they retreated. When Hanuman finally met Ram, Hanuman informed him of how Sita had been mercilessly slain by Indrajit. Immediately, Ram fell to the ground unconscious. The monkeys came quickly and sprinkled water in order to revive him. Lakshman picked up his brother in his arms and lamented, "Oh, what a terrible misfortune! It appears now that virtue and vice have changed roles. Perhaps virtue is simply not strong enough to give good result without the assistance of sufficient prowess. Therefore, it is best to just depend upon one's prowess and forget all about so-called moral considerations. I hereby vow to destroy all of Lanka, including Indrajit and Ravana. Oh, my dear Ram, please remember your divine position as the incarnation of Lord Vishnu, and thus give up your excessive sorrow." Vivishan then came forward, having restored the monkey soldiers to confidence, and seeing the grief-stricken Lakshman with Ram unconscious on his lap, Vibhishan asked, "What has happened? What has happened?" As Lakshman began to explain Sita's death, Vibhishan interrupted, No. "It is not possible that Sita has been killed by Indrajit, for Ravana would never voluntarily part with her. The Sita you saw being killed was certainly an illusory creation of the Rakshasa's mystic power. Oh, Lakshman, immediately you should go to Nikumbhila and kill Indrajit while he is busy making the sacrificial offerings. For if you do not attack him now, Indrajit will once again make himself invisible and thus become unassailable." Ram was too overwhelmed by grief to clearly understand what Vibhishan had said. Ram asked him to repeat himself. "Long ago, Indrajit performed severe austerities to satisfy Lord Brahma. Although the great grandsire awarded Indrajit the Brahmastra as well as flying horses, Brahma also predicted, 'You will be killed by an enemy while engaged in performing sacrifices at Nikumbhila. Therefore, Lakshman, you must go at once to kill Indrajit. Otherwise, he will become so powerful that all the monkeys will surely be slain.'" Upon hearing this, Ram then ordered, "Go, Lakshman, take Hanuman, Vibhishan, and the rest of the monkey army." Lakshman then touched Ram's feet, vowing to kill Indrajit as he departed. When Lakshman approached Nikumbhila, he saw innumerable Rakshasas guarding it. Vibhishan then advised, "Let their army be attacked first. When the Rakshasas are hard-pressed, then Indrajit will appear himself." And when the battle began, Indrajit saw how his army was being assailed, and so he mounted his chariot, even though the sacrifices remained incomplete. Hanuman was slaying many Rakshasa soldiers, but when Indrajit appeared, the soldiers suddenly took heart and rushed at Hanuman. And as Hanuman continued to massacre Rakshasas, Indrajit released a torrent of arrows upon Hanuman and the monkey soldiers. Vibhishan then took Lakshman to a place beneath a banyan tree where Indrajit offered oblations into the sacrificial fire before entering the battlefield. Vibhishan knew that Indrajit would soon come there in order to complete his rituals, and so Vibhishan urged Lakshman to wait there and kill Indrajit upon his return. Lakshman took his stand, and before long, Indrajit did return. As Lakshman challenged him to fight, Indrajit rebuked Vibhishan. "Why does my own uncle come here to do me harm? I am the favorite son of your elder brother, Ravan. Have you no feeling for your family members? For you too are born in the Rakshasa dynasty. Have you no pride of your birth? Oh, wicked fool, can you not see how you have betrayed your own kinsmen? Is there no difference between living with one's family and licking the feet of strangers? Oh, one's worst relative is always better than an outsider. Only you could act so treacherously. My dear nephew, if you are truly concerned with Dharma, then why do you approach me, your elder? It is true that I have been born in a family of Rakshasas, but my nature is quite different. I hate impudence and cruelty. It is your father, not I, who caused this breach in our family. According to religious injunctions, it is one's duty to renounce all connections with sinful persons, even if they happen to be family relations. One who kidnaps another's wife is most abominable and should be cast off like a snake that clings to one's body. To mistrust friends, to have sexual relations with the wife of another, or to steal another's property always leads to destruction. Ravana is doomed, and along with him, you and all of Lanka will now be destroyed. O Indrajit, you are merely a proud, ill-mannered boy. Say whatever you like, but soon you will lay down your life riddled by the arrows of Lakshman." Meanwhile, Lakshman was mounted upon Hanuman, and after an exchange of challenges, Indrajit suddenly pierced Lakshman with two arrows. But Lakshman responded by striking Indrajit in the chest with five arrows, and thus the fierce duel began. After some time, Indrajit became pale and weakened from the onslaught of Lakshman's arrows. Vibhishan urged Lakshman to make short work of the Rakshasa. Lakshman then released more of his powerful arrows, causing Indrajit to become temporarily dazed. However, Indrajit quickly recovered. "O Lakshman, do you remember how previously I defeated you?" And then Indrajit pierced Lakshman with 7 arrows, Hanuman with 10 arrows, and Vibhishan with 100 arrows. However, Lakshman simply laughed. and once again covered Indrajit with arrows and shattering his golden armor to pieces. However, when Indrajit retaliated with 1,000 arrows, Lakshman's armor also shattered. Thus neither appeared to gain the upper hand. The fighting continued for a long time. Lakshman and Indrajit assaulted each other with arrows, both determined to gain victory. Innumerable arrows pierced through their bodies and then entered the earth, causing them to bleed profusely. The mass of arrows that had been counteracted were spread all over the ground, just like so much kusha grass. But neither Lakshman nor Indrajit became tired. As they fought, Vibhishan attacked the other Rakshasas, not wishing to fight with his nephew. The fighting between the two armies became very heated, as Jambavan went on a rampage. Hanuman had Lakshman get down from his back so that Hanuman himself could join the melee and proceeded to exterminate Rakshasas by the thousands. And as the sun sank below the horizon, the sky became exceedingly dark, covered by the incessant flow of arrows shot by Lakshman and Indrajit. Their two bows worked so quickly that the motion of their arms could not be discerned. Then Lakshman shot an arrow which beheaded Indrajit's driver, and the Rakshasa had to drive his chariot and simultaneously shoot his arrows. So this allowed Lakshman the opportunity to pierce his adversary more easily. And after some time, Indrajit began to lose strength. Four monkey warriors then jumped upon Indrajit's horses, ripping them to pieces with their sharp teeth and claws. The monkeys then proceeded to smash the chariot to pieces. So now Indrajit was forced to dismount. And in the dense darkness, Lakshman began to close in on his foe. Indrajit ordered the Rakshasas to keep the monkeys engaged while he re-entered Lanka for a new chariot. After some time, Indrajit returned to the battlefield with renewed enthusiasm and began slaying monkeys by the thousands, causing the army to run for the shelter of Lakshman. Lakshman then snapped Indrajit's bow and punctured his chest with 5 arrows. At that, Indrajit picked up a stronger bow, but Lakshman counteracted all the arrows Indrajit released. Lakshman then flared up with energy and proceeded to strike every Rakshasa with 2 arrows while wounding Indrajit at the same time. Indrajit responded with a flurry of arrows, and Lakshman severed the charioteer's head and fired at the horses, throwing them into confusion. All the while, Indrajit's arrows bounced off Lakshman's armor. Considering Lakshman's armor to be impenetrable, Indrajit began to shoot him in the forehead. Although wounded, Lakshman quickly struck Indrajit in the face with 5 arrows. Indrajit then stabbed Vibhishan's face with 3 arrows, causing him to rush at his nephew in a fit of rage, wielding his club. And as Vibhishan pounded Indrajit's horses to death, Indrajit jumped down from the chariot and hurled a spear at his uncle. And with that, Lakshman then intervened, chopping the spear to pieces with his arrows. When Vibhishan punctured Indrajit's chest with 5 arrows, Indrajit placed a terrible Yama weapon onto his bowstring. Seeing this danger, Lakshman took out a wonderful arrow which was awarded to him by Kuvera in a dream. And when both weapons were released, they collided mid-air, brightly lighting up the entire nighttime sky and causing a huge explosion as they shattered into hundreds of pieces amid crackling sparks and billowing smoke. Lakshman then released a Varuna weapon, while Indrajit neutralized it with a Rudra weapon. Taking the offensive, Indrajit shot an Agni weapon, but Lakshman successfully counteracted it with a Surya missile. Indrajit then put an Asura weapon on his bowstring, which immediately brought forth numerous swords, clubs, chakras, and axes. However, by employing a Rudra weapon, Lakshman easily neutralized it. Gradually, Indrajit began to lose heart when Lakshman selected a wonderful weapon belonging to King Indra. As Lakshman placed the invincible weapon on his bowstring, drawing it back to his ear, Lakshman thus prayed, "O Chief of the Celestials, if Ram is truly the unrivaled Lord and the shelter of truth and virtue, let this weapon kill the son of Ravana, Indrajit." That effulgent arrow then soared swiftly through the air and cut off the head of Indrajit. Indrajit had been the greatest impediment to the army of monkeys and Lord Ram. As the panic-stricken Rakshasas ran in all directions, the monkeys shouted with joy, jumping up and down. And in the sky, demigods and rishis cried out ecstatically, praising the victory of Lakshman. And then, as the denizens of heaven showered flowers upon the heroes, the monkeys danced with joy, lashing their tails and shouting, "All victory to Ram! Jai Ram! Jai Lakshman!"